Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we'll conclude the message I've been sharing this week, the preparation of the priesthood, looking at a passage of scripture found in the third chapter of Zechariah, verses 1 through 7. So where we are at this point in time, Joshua has been cleansed. He's been crowned. The work of the enemy against him, Satan standing at his right hand, has been rebuked by the Lord. And now there is new purpose in his life. And we can see that as we apply this to our own lives, there's renewed application and purpose and vision. So with that, now there has to be a new walk and new motives. Let's look at verse 7. Thus says the Lord of hosts. He says two things. If thou wilt walk in my ways, conditional, and if thou wilt keep my charge, if you do those two things, then thou shalt also judge my house, shall also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. That refers to judge my house, keep my courts, a place of authority, of responsibility, of leadership, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. You know, the scripture doesn't really say who are, but obviously it's a vision, so they had to be like ministering angels or some of the saints of old. You know, I mean, remember the Mount of Transformation? Jesus was transformed, and there was Moses and Elijah talking with them, and Peter, James, and John saw this vision, which they were to keep quiet and not share right away. And so we don't know, but the fact is that God did a spiritual work in his life. Now let's look at that first aspect, walk in my ways, a new walk. To the carnal, unregenerate man, this scripture truly applies, doesn't it? My ways are not your ways, says the Lord, neither your thoughts my thoughts. As heaven is high above the earth, so are my ways than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. So obviously, there could be no agreement. There could be no walking together. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Now, beloved, Joshua, as we've been cleansed in heart and mind, as we walk in the beauty of our salvation, if we sin, we immediately repent and have that relationship restored so we can feel God's presence and be led by His Spirit. We've been renewed in our spirits. We've been called to walk a new and living way that is revealed in God's Word. And what is the way? Well, yes, it has particulars and details, but quite simply, Jesus, He's the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So our walk, let's keep things simple, is a walk of faith and willing obedience to the truth of God. Boy, I've been much thinking of that, the truth of God. So much deception in the world. But He is a God of truth. He is the Spirit of truth. We are to follow the Lord. Jesus said that he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. And as the Lord commanded Joshua, so he commands us who are members indeed of a royal priesthood. Hear what Peter says in 1 Peter, the second chapter. Verse 5, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. See, that's what a priest does. Verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Praise God. This exhortation to walk in the ways of the Lord, walk in my ways, that's what the Lord was saying to Joshua, commands total obedience to God's will, and at the same time implies a total rejection of anything that would concede ground to the ways of man or the ways of the evil one. And so there's a new walk, beloved. His mercies are new every morning. Every day is a fresh opportunity to give glory to God. And then new motives. The Amplified Translation says this of verses 6 and 7, "And the angel of the Lord solemnly and earnestly protested and affirmed to Joshua, saying, 'If you will walk in my ways and keep my charge.'" So, what do we see here? We're talking about the inner man. You know, that walk, actually, when you think of it, walk in my ways, that's the outward man. But now he's talking about the inner man, the motives. Oh, what's going on in our heart? Keep my charge. Whoa, praise God for that revelation. I'm just appreciating that right now. The new man in Christ Jesus has new motives springing in his soul. His chief desire is to honor his Lord and to be true to his charge as revealed in his word, that God can work in all of us, beloved, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. All who have been crowned with the mitre of holiness can gladly say, as Paul in Philippians 1:21, "For me to live is Christ." And listen to the promises that are being made to Joshua. "If he will keep my charge," that Hebrew word is mishmeret, that is to faithfully enact the priestly duties, do what we're supposed to do as a priest, would be to rule my house. "Thus says the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, shall keep my courts. I will give thee places to walk among those that stand by." The future blessing. Who knows? We don't understand fully what that means, but he will be with the successful, the glorified ones that have gained the victory of being overcomers. "He shall rule my house," praise God. That Hebrew word din, that means to judge, and it denotes that the judicial authority in all matters connected with the temple and its function would belong to Joshua the priest. Now, you might say, well, wasn't that always the case? No, in former days it had been executed by the monarch. In 1 Kings 2:27, I'll just read that one verse. It talks about, "So Solomon thrust out Abiathar," that's from being priest, "in unto the Lord, that he might fulfill the word of the Lord, which he spake concerning the house of Eli in Shiloh." A long time before, I don't know how long it was, but I mean, that was the word that was given to Eli. This was the time of Samuel, remember, when he was being called. And then another reference in 2 Kings, the 16th chapter, verses 10 through 19. I won't take the time to read, but that refers to King Ahaz, and he was giving instructions to the priest Urijah about the altar and about the sacrifices. So this was a new thing now. Now the priesthood was having authority, and that authority was being transferred to Joshua and to all who would succeed him. So, you know, as we look at the function of the priesthood in the time of the Old Covenant, we see that it was only the high priest alone who had access into the Holy of Holies on the Day of Atonement. And now, this is prophetic, of course, but Joshua is now offered the right of direct entrance into the immediate presence of God among those who are standing here. And in short, Joshua is being promised a spiritual privilege. This is going forward centuries. This is looking forward to the future, beloved, as far as his particular destiny, if you will. He's given a spiritual privilege far greater than those of the priests of former times, when entrance into the holy place was only permitted once a year. He's now being granted something far greater, foreshadowing a promise that comes into fulfillment through the person and work of Jesus Christ. And through Jesus, beloved, all of us who believe on his name, just as Joshua, we now have free access to God. the very name of this ministry, Unveil Christ. Do you remember what it says in Hebrews? The veil of his flesh being torn, just as that great veil of the temple was torn when Jesus uttered those words, "It is finished." In other words, now that heavy, heavy, thick veil of the temple was being torn from the top to the bottom, indicating, beloved, that you can come into the holy place before the Lord, and you can find grace and mercy and the help that you need in whatever situation. God is opening that way of holiness to you. Praise God. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "My beloved, come into my presence, come into my arms. Let me refresh you. Let me clothe you anew and afresh with my anointing. Let me place upon your head that fair mitre, that crown of righteousness, which you can wear prophetically, wear as a sign of that which shall literally be placed on your head in the future, in the days to come. But you are as a priest unto me, and you shall walk in that authority and be able to pray with greater anointing, with greater fervency, with greater results, as you know that you have been given that privilege by me. I have cleansed you. I have brought you a mighty long way, says your God, and I have placed you in a position of honor, a position of rulership, where you shall be able to speak to the enemy of your soul and those who would fight against the people of God, those who would oppress my people. You shall speak as you're submitted to God. As you are resisting the enemy, he shall flee. So walk in that place in your walk and in your attitudes, in your inner man, knowing that I have set you aside for my glory, and through you I shall be glorified, says the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, beloved, we've been given such a great privilege, and I thank you for joining me. I feel God's mighty presence, and I believe that this has been a liberating message for so many of you. It has been for me as I've shared it. And so, beloved, let us put the shofar to our lips. Let's proclaim the word of the Lord. Let us be faithful in our priestly duties. I love you. I thank the Lord for you, and we will look forward to what God has for us next week. Thank you for your prayers. On my behalf and behalf of the ministry, I invite you to write, share your needs, and know that I love you and pray faithfully for you every day. Until next week, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.